The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
My hero, Ty Bollinger, TMB, you're with me again.
RSB, you're my hero, man. You've been one of the stars of the quest for the cures continues these first few days.
I don't know. I think that it's a good thing that people can fast forward on YouTube get past it. But, no, I'm so pleased. The word is out, and after every show we do during the week, our Monday through Friday show, everybody knows to now tune in to the Quest for the Cures Continues, thetruthaboutcancer.com. And Ty, when I was in Seattle last week, it was great because I was doing lectures and trainings, and at the big lecture I gave, there was about 60 people there, and they were so excited about this, but there was a few in the audience that knew about the Quest for the Cures already, so it tells me that the outreach is working, because when you reach out into that realm, it's not just cyber realm. It's human to human. It's happening.
That's awesome, man. So did they come up and get your autograph?
Actually, some of them, you know, it's kind of weird that way. I just don't know what to make of it. But, yeah, I'm happy to give them my autograph. I signed somebody. I think it was like National No Bra Day, but no. I'm just kidding. That wasn't that day. the things people want you to sign, Ty.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's hopefully you're getting used to signing because, you know, with Unlock the Power to Heal out there, I know – we signed a bunch of books together, and it kind of goes with the territory. It's fun. It shows that the word is getting out there, and that people are learning from the information that we're disseminating. So that's always just a positive sign to have somebody come up and want you to sign their book for them or to give you an autograph. It's a little bit humbling in a way because you realize that, you know, we're no smarter than anybody else that's out there. We've just been given this platform, and so we're trying to do the best we can with it.
Well, and we've been digging diligently for a lot of years. You know, I've been getting some blowback on my perspective on Ebola a little bit, and that's okay. And we're having some fun with it with Super Donnie's, looking out at when people get upset when we talk about Ebola not being what they say it is. The fact is, it's not coming out of, oh, this just happened yesterday or today. We're talking about a pattern of behavior that goes back decades, for instance, CDC, for instance, and you begin to see this pattern emerge, and you say that this is just the latest in a series of fear-mongering campaigns for a very explicit and specific purpose or purposes.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting, Robert, that you mentioned Ebola. I was watching a video that somebody sent me, and it was a CNN report, but there was crisis actors that were being used in the report of people supposedly suffering from Ebola, but they pointed out the inconsistencies and they pointed out that these are different people that have been used in other videos as crisis actors, kind of the way that they did Sandy Hook. So I honestly am at a point, I don't really know what to believe anymore about all this that I'm hearing, because there's so many inconsistencies and questions about the mainstream, the main story that's out there, the official story about Ebola.
Right.
You know, maybe Liam add this to official stories part two. It's hard to believe anything that you hear at this point.
Well, it fits the script. That's why we can speak with confidence. You know, when somebody challenges me and says, you better be right, or if not, you could be responsible for the deaths of a lot of people who don't get the vaccination, right? But never do they acknowledge the fact that the vaccination may be causing the deaths. And there's a lot of discussion overseas about where the Ebola hotspots are, that they were preceded by a pretty intense Red Cross campaign to vaccinate for other diseases.
I read that too, and that fits the script, doesn't it? I mean, you look at a lot of, well, look at the polio vaccine. Jonas Salk testified before Congress in 1977 that every polio case for the last 20 years was caused by the vaccine. Mm-hmm. This would just fit right into the MO for the powers that be here that are fear-mongering these diseases.
Right, and the other layer of this, and of course, hats off to our friends Liam and John Rappaport, and I've been covering this as well. When you recognize the tests that they use, they're very nonspecific and cross-reactive, once again, amplifying unknown genetic material hundreds of millions of times through PCR to say, aha, we found the cause of disease. It doesn't meet what's known as Koch's postulates about the necessary quantitative analysis. In other words, if you have to take and find a needle of a needle of a needle in a haystack to say, oh, we found the cause of disease, no, it doesn't work that way. If you really are suffering with a viral infection, if you want to call it that, you can find millions of replicant copies in the blood fairly easily and isolate them, as opposed to going to the extraordinary measures to say, I think we found it.
Exactly, yeah. If you're suffering from a real disease, it would be hard not to find it in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
Yeah, and so far the CDC is still using PCR, so that's why I call BS on this stuff. Not that people aren't suffering and they aren't ill or maybe even dying, but the cause of death is likely going to be found, when we look back, to be iatrogenic. Once again, caused by doctors. The guy that they sent home irresponsibly at the Dallas hospital, they had given an antibiotic. Now, if it truly was a viral disease, giving an antibiotic can only decimate the immune system, which is in the gut, 70% of it. We talked about that on Quest for the Cures as well.
Yeah, why would you give an antibiotic to someone suffering from a viral disease?
that's modern medicine. That's the doctors. They have the degrees.
Yeah, it makes no sense. No sense at all. But that goes hand in hand with that article that we covered last week on Outside the Box Wednesday a week ago, right? Mm-hmm. The doctors that are suffering from decision fatigue, overprescribed antibiotics. Well, there you have it.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And of course the idea that they need stewards, their stewardship program set up so that doctors will not prescribe these antibiotics unnecessarily, it just tells you that in a lot of ways they're irresponsible little children running around with high level degrees and they can't control their own behavior. I mean, you tell me what it means when you need to establish stewardship programs in hospitals to limit the prescription of antibiotics.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad sign, Robert.
Yeah,
that's a pretty bad sign.
It's a bit embarrassing. If I were a medical doctor, I'd be kind of embarrassed by it. But that's why we have the good docs like Dr. Bitar, who also featured in the Truth About Cancer series, going further into the explanation of the immune system so far. And we've got tonight episode 3 coming up. I mean, yesterday you went into a lot more of the understandings and causes and things, but each time it kind of unfurls more depth to our understanding of what cancer is and how to prevent it and how to reverse it.
So yeah, Doc Newsom, he was on the show last hour. He will be on The Quest for the Cures continues tonight. As a matter of fact, we're dealing specifically tonight with toxins that you ingest into your body that could compromise that immune system and make you sick. And Doc Newsom goes into the specific reasons why aspartame is so toxic, which is a really good addition to the Quest for the Cures continues. If you remember back in the spring, we did not have any information on aspartame because, although I'm very familiar with it and have been for years, the whole purpose is to get it out of the horse's mouth, so to speak, from the doctors. And I could have asked you that question in the spring, and I just didn't do it. But I got a really great perspective from Doc Newsom. So if you haven't tuned in yet, you need to tune in. It's on right after this show is over. The Quest for the Cures continues. Just go to thetruthaboutcancer.com to sign up if you haven't done it already.
Yeah, and again, for those of you who don't know how this is working, you can watch it for free for 24 hours, and then it goes away. It goes bye-bye unless you order the DVD set, and there are a number of levels to do that, and I encourage you to do that so Ty knows how many to order, because it's a big deal to get this information out. These are going to be the gifts of healing that keep on giving for years to come. So, again, thank you to Dr. Newsom for appearing last hour. We talked a lot about detox as well, but you'll hear some more details on a specific toxic poison that breaks down into other carcinogenic chemicals within the body. So stand by for that as well.
And the cool thing about Doc Newsom really is one of the cool things. I mean, he's so knowledgeable, but he's just so down to earth. He's very, very apt at explaining things at a level where you can understand them. And he's really humorous, and he's really some doctors have this kind of an aura about them that you really, you just can't really get it. They talk above you on purpose, but Doc really gets it down to your level, And I guess one of the reasons is he's a professor, right? He teaches at four different colleges, so he's got to be good at that because he is a professor.
Yes, he's a great teacher. I mean, that really honors the concept of the definition or origin of the word doctor, meaning teacher,
yeah,
and healer, but teacher as well. And he's a guy that definitely teaches people how to heal themselves, which, you know, why I respect him immensely. I'm so glad he's connected to what we're doing here on the show, as well as in the Truth About Cancer series on detoxes for me. And I think I mentioned that in yesterday's show as well, you know, liver and intestines intimately related to the detox pathways. And if those are corrupted, you could try to put all the best things in the body you want. There's going to be some level of backlog or inefficient use of the good things as well. So it's a critical part of the recovery. Perhaps, you know, and even Dr. Batara said so. You can't, if you don't remove the source of the fire, you can't just keep putting things in that are fire retardants. It's not going to be enough.
Right. And I think one of the things that Dr. Newsom said was that in order to properly detox, you've got to remove all the roadblocks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, he's in tomorrow night's episode as well. We go into specific detoxification methods, and I think that's a quote from him that I believe I heard it for the first time on your show when you interviewed him a few months ago, and he mentioned the fact that you've got to remove the roadblocks.
Yes.
So
yes.
Similar to the same line of thought that Dr. Buttar has said, which I hate quoting Dr. Buttar.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny, you guys. But the thing is,
Dad used to say, you know, if you just ignore him, he won't bother you anymore.
Right. Good luck trying to ignore Dr. Batar. He's got a way about him, right? But, you know, that's the thing about this and all of the episodes that I've seen of the Truth About Cancer series. And we'll go more into that here. It's Outside the Box Wednesday on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger, TMB. And the simplification of these concepts, these doctors, very intelligent, lots of knowledge, but they all have found a way to communicate this, and that's what's so great. You're interviewing them. They're communicating it in a way that it doesn't take a high-level degree. In fact, many of the doctors who watch this might have to unlearn a lot of the dogma and garbage that they were taught in order to get to the basics that these doctors are relating in the quest for the cures. We're going to take a break here, Ty. Stick around, TMBRSB. Maybe we'll hear from Super D. He's off and quiet, making the thing run so smoothly here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. The links are up, including thecancertruth.net and all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health freedom and healing liberty possible to get around planet Earth. Stick around. More with TMB and RSB after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, TMB, you want to do a little political healing in this segment?
Of course. I like doing politics all the time.
Politics? I've never heard it said that way. That's beautiful. Listen, there's a candidate who I've interviewed up for a Senate. No, it's a state seat. Where is it? It's in Maine? Somewhere in the Northeast or Connecticut, Tara Cook Littman.
I think it's Connecticut.
Connecticut. Yeah, she's a nice lady. We've interviewed her on the GMO issue, a very big activist, and worked and learned from Jeffrey Smith as well, a sweet lady. And she appeared in the movie Bought, which just came out, which is a devastating look at not only GMOs, but vaccines and other things that Big Pharma is doing. And she's running as a Democrat, okay? But the Republican town committee leadership in both towns that, you know, this race is happening in are attacking Tara Cook Littman for appearing in the film because she's saying that now she is anti-vaccination and it's a propaganda film and everybody should be for vaccination. So this brings to light, you know, when we talk about Democrats and Republicans, we might align with certain things within either party. But the reality is the people are using politics for personal gain and they're not taking the time to look at this in a common sense way.
Yeah, this really puts the spotlight on the false left-right paradigm because I guarantee you that these Republicans, if she had an R next to her name versus a D next to her name, they would not be making the same fuss. They would be supporting her, and they would probably be chiming about all of the beautiful benefits of watching this movie.
Yeah.
It's a total...
There's a cognitive dissonance, for one.
Yeah, it's a double standard, but it also, yeah, it's cognitive dissonance at its finest as well, because they're really not attacking the fact that she was in the movie. What they're trying to do is they're trying to find something that they can attack because she's not in the right party.
Right, and that they think will resonate with the voters, and of course the majority of Americans, theoretically anyway, are very pro-vaccination, but that majority is eroding very rapidly. But again, there's a number of layers to this story that, you know, I wanted to cover. Now, Tara Cook Lickman unfortunately comes out and says she's pro-vaccine and she's vaccinated her children. They're fully up to date. And I don't know if that's accurate or not, and it could be her playing politics. I don't know. I don't know that there are any truly innocent parties when it comes to politics, rather than, you know, the politics of Ron Paul, which was always to speak the truth from his heart and from what he learned, even if it, you know, even if he got hammered for it. Most politicians will not do that. They'll bend a little bit or a lot in order to convince people that, hey, I'm with you, right, as well. And
yeah, I mean, whatever happened to the politicians like Ron Paul who just tell the truth? Yeah. There's not many out there that are left. I mean, it's all about what party you're in. It's all about sticking up for your guy or your gal. Mm-hmm. But really the truth takes a back seat most of the times. And this is a perfect instance of that exact thing happening.
Yeah. And you know, this is an example of if you think we're too hard on Democrats, well, no, here it is. The Republicans are just lying about Tara Cook Lippman. And it is because of politics instead of standing up and saying, okay, she spoke against GMOs in a movie that also covers the dangers of vaccination. Let's credit her for that, but instead they smear her in this way. And that's the distasteful part of politics for all of us, why we don't really engage in it except to talk about, let's say, the principles involved here. And the principles of truth, if there is such a thing, or honesty, they're certainly not being played out in the politics of Connecticut in this race.
Yeah. And one of the interesting quotes is, and this is just shows all the disinformation out there about vaccines. The GOP chair, Paul Lavoie, said, while she is entitled to her beliefs and notions about vaccines, I believe they are dangerous and that they could have serious implications about our public health and safety. So again, we're going back to this, you know, I smell from that quote, herd immunity.
Yeah.
And whether she vaccinates her kids or you vaccinate your kids, what does that have to do with whether the vaccinated kid got vaccinated, right? Because isn't the vaccine supposed to protect that vaccinated kid from getting sick? So should it really matter if the other non-vaccinated kids got vaccinated unless we go into this myth of herd immunity?
Of course. And that's where you say the Republicans, their PR says, well, we're the party of individual liberty, but here you've got Republicans, you know, arguing for herd immunity, collectivism. Medical collectivism. So it shows you that just because someone has an R by their name doesn't mean they have the principles of individual liberty and small or limited government. In fact, in many cases, they are the party of larger government than Democrats in certain areas. So again, we'll call it like it is. We're not beholden to either one of those parties. And again, this is an interesting story because it ties in the politics of health and GMOs and vaccinations as well.
Yeah, and the bottom line is RSV and TMB are not pro elephant or pro donkey. We don't like either, and we think they both stink.
Yeah, especially what they're spewing out the front end, much less the back end. All right, stick around. TMB, RSV, Outside the Box. More after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing, though, I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Once again, special thanks to those key sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible each and every week, much less 6 days a week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including our friends at Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com for the Beta 1 3D Glucan, and of course, Carnivora, carnivora.com. My wife's doing some intense stuff with it. We appreciate Richard Ostro helping us out there. And, of course, getting the message out of health, you know, this health freedom, this ability to use botanicals, to use supplements in a way that modulates and strengthens your body to prevent or reverse diseases, even though those companies can never say what we say on the air because we don't sell anything, Ty.
That's right. As a matter of fact, last night I was, I think it's just the overwork over these last few weeks. I was just exhausted. Mm-hmm. And right before I went to bed, I made sure to take the beta 130 glucan and the carnivora, as well as several other things I take on a daily basis, the vitamin D and iodine and all these good things, just to make sure that your body's functioning. You can't function properly if you don't have the right nutrients and supplements. That's just a fact.
And right, and remember, learn about detoxification. Watch The Quest for the Cures continues tonight after the show. And you go to thetruthaboutcancer.com. If you haven't signed up, put your email in. You'll get a link to watch it. If you already have the link, just be looking in your email. It'll be appearing shortly. All right, TMB, we're going to say something nice about modern medicine. Are you ready?
Oh, no. Okay, sure.
Nobody throw genetically modified tomatoes at us. Now, there's a story here about a teen being saved by a transplant. He was evidently born with a rare genetic condition, and they hoped it could be cured by bone marrow transplants, for instance. And evidently, it was successful. They saved this kid's life. And it's like, you know, when we see, you know, modern medicine, trauma interventions, putting Humpty Dumpty back together again, a child born in a diseased state and their organ is failing, if you can somehow do what they do, hey, hats off. We can appreciate that, can't we?
Yes. As a matter of fact, in The Quest for the Cures Continues, there's at least half a dozen medical doctors that I can think of that mention that specific thing, that as far as, you know, trauma medicine, as far as, you know, putting Humpty Dumpty back together again, as you like to say, you know, limb replacements, things like that, even, you know, cornea replacement, they can transplant brains now. Mm-hmm. I mean, those type surgeries and that type of modern type of care that modern medicine can give you is really phenomenal. It's really beyond comprehension. We would have never thought that we could do these things even 20 or 30 years ago. So we've come so far in that area. But then you have the flip side of the coin. You know, you got Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde here, don't you?
Right, exactly. Because the sad side of this story, you know, this child who was saved through some miracles, if you will, of modern medicine and advanced procedures, ended up dying, not related necessarily directly to the congenital condition they said he had, but to antibiotic-resistant bacteria acquired where? In a hospital. And not just any hospital, but at the NIH.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the definition of iatrogenic, isn't it?
It is incredible. I mean, this is like the top flight. You know, when you think NIH, they say, oh man, everybody praises NIH. This is the place where it all happens. And, you know, the NIH here, we've also said, holds patent on Ebola virus as well. And this vaunted institution can't even prevent hospital-acquired nosocomial/iatrogenic multi-drug-resistant, antibiotic-resistant infections. And, you know, what does that say? On one level, so advanced. On another level, so primitive.
It is, man. And this was what, a 19, 20-year-old boy? Mm-hmm. Well, young man?
Yes.
That's sad. I mean, I see the quote here, and it's encouraging. I see, he says, you know, if I live, I'm cured. If I die, I go to heaven. So, you know, you feel good about that for his parents. But man, it's a 20-year-old boy that was, it's basically killed by he was another iatrogenic death.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of what, 780 something thousand that Dr. Null and Dean and all them documented about a decade ago.
Yeah.
Per year, 780,000 per year.
Yep.
I mean, you know, I've said this before, Robert, but can you imagine if there was a supplement company that there were 780,000 people a year were dying from taking their supplements? You think they'd be in business long?
Right, right. No, absolutely not. And, you know, here we go. All of the advancements, all of the praise, all of the monopoly that they have, and yet you and I know from firsthand experience that there are other options, not only talking in terms of cancer, but infectious disease control, reversal, eradication. You know,
sure.
Primary among them, of course, is our use of silver hydrosol. And yet these institutions will not embrace it. In fact, if the World Health Organization gets wind that somebody's trying to send colloidal silver into these hot zones, they will actively stop it from getting there. That's how aggressive they are at fighting the use of a known powerful antimicrobial agent that is non-toxic to healthy mammalian cells. So this isn't just a matter of, well, we don't think it works. It's like, we don't want you to even try it because what if it does work?
Yeah, and my question is, Robert, why is that not a crime? To stop a potential cure,
mm-hmm,
getting to people that need it, and then those people die. How is that How is that not a crime? How is that not criminal?
Yeah.
For the WHO to do that? Because I've read those stories. I mean, they are actively stopping people from getting silver and other substances that are natural that could help them. And they're also cracking down on people online, companies online that are trying to sell silver and other, not just silver, but probably another half dozen botanicals and herbals that I've read about.
Right.
They're cracking down on them from selling them, and because they're saying you can't make any kind of claims about that this might in any way affect the Ebola virus. So how is that not criminal?
Well, it is a crime. It's a spiritual crime, and it's something that these folks are going to have to meet their maker at one day and face up to the fact that they were doing some evil things. And I don't think that in any way you can say that, well, they were just trying to protect those people from dangerous, unapproved substances. My goodness, the approved substances are proven to be dangerous and deadly, and yet the NIH is wholly invested in vaccinating everybody with this experimental vaccine that has yet to be fully tested for Ebola. And, you know, that's where the real criminal element is, right there at NIH. And I know a lot of people are shocked. This is where I get occasionally the hate mail coming in, but we're just speaking the truth, and it's not popular in this way because you'd like to believe that these institutions are infallible, or at least, at the very least, that they mean well. And I'm sure that there are a lot of doctors there that mean well, but at the highest levels, this is about a protection racket for a drug and vaccine industry that wants no competition.
It is. It's the medical mafia. And that's why they are, you know, pushing full force forward with this vaccine for Ebola, or these vaccines, these set of vaccines for Ebola that are not tested, that are very toxic, at least very toxic, potentially deadly.
Yeah.
And that's why they're pushing
against. That's the NIH calling, by the way. Don't answer that.
Yeah. and they're pushing against something like silver that has never in the history of the world caused one death. Mm-hmm. It made a guy turn blue, but it didn't kill him.
Right. Well, and he never got the flu. He died because of cardiovascular interventions by the medical community as well, stents and other things.
He wasn't using the good silver. He wasn't using something like sovereign silver. He was using homemade silver that was, the particles were way too big.
Right.
But it didn't kill him. And then, you know, in the history of the world, I don't know that there's ever been a reported death from silver. Unless, you know, you're talking about the Lone Ranger's horse, maybe the horse trampled someone.
or the silver bullets, you know, in the gun that the Lone Ranger had. But other than that, you're right. I mean, this is something that common sense would say, at the very least, okay, you don't want to try it, you don't believe it's possible that it works, fine, you don't have to. But to actively engage as a health organization like WHO or an NIH, a research institution, or a CDC or an FDA, to actively engage in campaign and literally criminalize the behavior that would dare to promote, reference, or provide substances unapproved by them and their crony buddies, that is, as you said so well, they're engaging in criminal behavior. It may not be statutory in terms of the laws as written, but on a spiritual level, I believe wholeheartedly that these people are going to face, let's just say, a hellish afterworld to figure out what they've done.
No doubt. Now, the only thing I would disagree with you on there, Robert, is that when you include the CDC in that list, because, I mean, everyone knows the CDC is good, right? They would never cover up any information about vaccines being harmful, would they?
Wait a second. TMB, where are you reading that? I don't remember reading that.
Oh, sorry, I was incorrect there. Yeah, that's right. They actually were caught recently about the, what was it, the DPT?
Oh yeah, the vaccine. I know. Yeah.
Autism, right? They knew a decade ago that it was causing autism, and they buried it. So of course they would. They're just part of the gang. They're part of the mafia.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, check out the stories here. They're linked up at robertscoutbell.com. Including this one about the teen saved by modern medicine and killed by modern medicine at the same time. And, you know, the second half, the latter half, did not have to happen. There is enough peer-reviewed literature on other options for infectious disease control, particularly, again, in silver I've studied for many years. There are thousands, and I'm not exaggerating, peer-reviewed medical literature that are not corrupt and agendized by drug companies in the same way that much of the peer-reviewed literature has. In fact, the drug companies are honestly looking into ways they can tie the silver into antibiotics, but we know that you don't need the antibiotic. The silver alone is significant and sufficient if you do it in the right way. So what we're sharing with you here, this tragic story, could have turned out differently, and eventually one day it will, when it becomes obvious to everybody that our medical research institutions and governmental regulatory bodies are not invested in protecting the health of the population, but protecting the economic interest of a medical monopoly. Is that, can I say it any clearer?
I don't think you could. I agree wholeheartedly. And it's interesting, off camera, and this quest for the cures continues, I got the same input from several medical doctors that didn't want it to be on camera, but some of the things that they said,
right,
about, you know, if they were sick, they would run,
yeah,
from their nearest ecological center because they know that the cancer industry is killing people.
Yeah.
The same way that we're talking about this young 20-year-old boy that died from this, was it MRSA that he died from?
I don't know which antibiotic. I wasn't paying that close attention to it because it was just such a tragic article. I just know that in general, the resistant strains of microbes are growing daily, because of the overuse and abuse, much less the food, you know, that people eat. If they're eating meat that's not organically raised, they're likely getting antibiotic residues and resistant microbes coming in through that food as well. That's another way that goes in. So, don't think it's only if you personally take an antibiotic. If you eat food of animals that have been grown on antibiotics, that's also a problem.
And it's in the water, too. If you're drinking water that's city water, antibiotics are in the water, too.
So in so many ways, we've corrupted the terrain. The terrain being corrupted gives rise to what? Life forms that are considered pathogenic. It isn't necessarily that we catch this stuff, but we create it from within by doing the wrong thing, even in ignorance. And the good news when I say that is that it really means that you have the power to prevent disease and you have the power to recreate health. And we're going to go into that one more segment, other mechanisms, methods, and botanicals to help you get well, right here with TMB and RSB on Outside the Box Wednesday. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Robert, you ready to go to Israel together?
Well, absolutely. I got family over there. It's been a while since I've been doing some Hebrew. Shalom, Bani Shema, Laila Tov. Good night, everybody.
How about Hadassah? Because at Hadassah Medical Center in Jerusalem, they are studying nothing else than CBD to treat disease. Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that interesting? You know, I studied at the Hadassah Hospital microbiology first semester, of all places, in Jerusalem. I've got some interesting connections there from many years ago, though. But they really are, say what you want, because I know there's a lot of political controversy about the state of Israel, but the scientists, their researchers, are doing some amazing work in studying the healing benefits of cannabis.
Yeah, they are. And most of the studies that I've read, that I reported on in my book, and the other articles that I've written, are on the effects of THC, tetrahydrocannabinol. But this is CBD. They're looking at the effect of cannabidiol on different tumors, on, glioblastoma and different types of cancers. And so I think this is fascinating because, as we mentioned quite often, you got to move to the medical marijuana states to get anything that has high THC, but you don't if you want to get the CBD, the hemp oil that you can get. Hemp Meds PX, right?
Correct. And, I have to say, my wife, it's been a godsend for her in dealing and managing with neuralgic type pain, as well as so many that we've been able to help with this. Some people are dealing with anxiety. Some people are dealing with seizure disorders. There's a lot of things that this is impacting. But, in reference to what you're doing with the Truth About Cancer series, the focal point here is really supportive of the botanical ability. God creates these beautiful plants, and then man in his arrogance and ignorance says, oh, you can't have that one, right? For any number of reasons that have nothing to do with moral or ethical realities in terms of, look, we can heal cancer with this plant.
Right. Not only cancer, too, but, epilepsy. Mm-hmm. The high CBD hemp oil, very effective at epilepsy, and we've looked at articles about that in the past.
Yeah, so definitely check out this article. Also, the last chapter of the book TMB and RSB wrote together, we talk about this cannabis, curative cannabis, heavenly hemp, and medical marijuana. So check it out. I heard Bill O'Reilly had a poll up the other day that kind of got a little bit different than he wanted it to go.
Yeah, he did. O'Reilly had a poll to see if the listening audience or the viewing audience there at Fox was in favor of legalizing marijuana. And at first, the results were right in line with what O'Reilly wanted, right? Because he's really against the drug war. He's for the drug war against all these potheads.
Mm-hmm.
And so by the end of the poll, though, it had flipped. So while initially it was, you know, all of the Fox viewers were against the marijuana, and it was like 80% against, 20% for. Now, at the end of the survey, it was like it had flipped to 70% were in favor of legalizing marijuana, and only 30% were for it. And so at that point, you know, they quit reporting the results.
They stopped reporting. It reminds me when Ron Paul was running for president that he would end up winning all of these polls, and of course O'Reilly and others would on Fox would say, well, they just scammed the poll. It was like one person in their basement that was scamming the poll. It's like it was their poll. And if they didn't get the results they wanted, they stopped reporting. Just so you know, again, what we love about Fox News, Carol Alt, a healthy you, all right? Beyond that, it's just like all the other media outlets in so many ways.
Yeah, we love Carol because she speaks the truth, and she has people on that speak the truth. I think, in all honesty, I think that O'Reilly's a closet disc golfer.
Yeah, he must be. Somebody needs to like pull him over and check out the bag. Do you ever play – we used to call it frisbee golf. They call it disc golf now, right?
It was frisbee golf back when I was in college.
Yeah, and you know, they've set up like whole frisbee golf courses or disc golf courses. You have to throw them into the chains and stuff, and it's got a pretty big following. But evidently, be careful if you're a disc golfer. Cops look at you and they think, I should pull that guy over. But why? Why would they do that?
Well, it's an article here that we were talking about on marijuana.com, and apparently this cop pulls over a disc golfer, a frisbee golfer, and his reason was that I thought that all frisbee golfers smoked weed.
Jeez. Now it's a preordained, we're going to search your car if you're a disc golfer. So be sure that if you have a disc golf bag, have a real golf club sticking out so they won't pull you over and search you. I mean, you talk about, what do they call that?
Profiling.
Well, yeah, profile. This is total profiling. Somebody ought to, there ought to be a law against this.
That cop was definitely an anti-golfite.
Yeah. Well, with that, you disc golfers out there, we salute you. Go out and have some fun and stay away from the police in these cases. And TMB, get ready. What's coming up next?
We got the Quest for the Cures continues, episode number 3 next. So be sure that you tune in. You will not regret it, folks.
Yep, and you'll see Dr. Newsom on that. Thanks to Dr. Newsom for being on earlier today. All right, as we wrap up today's broadcast, we have a reminder for you, and TMB and kids want to tell you. What is it, kids?
The power of the new is yours.
Awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.